You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, 20,000 people protested along Queen Street against the government's fast-track approvals bill and other legislation that they have deemed a war on nature. I spoke to Greenpeace Aotearoa Program Director, Neve O'Flynn, about the protests and what the organisation are hoping for in the future. Over the weekend, we saw the March for Nature strike happen in Tamaki Makaurau. What was the turnout like?
Oh, the turnout was massive. We counted over 20,000 people. It just felt huge, one of the biggest marches I've ever been on in Auckland, certainly.
The strike was mostly aimed at the government's fast-track approvals bill. Could you briefly explain why this bill is so controversial?
The fast-track approvals bill is so controversial. So many people are standing up against it in submissions and out on the street because basically it just runs roughshod over all existing environmental protections. It allows kind of development at speed and at all costs and really undermines democracy as well. It takes away all opportunities for you and me and everyone else in the country to have a say and puts the power in the hands of just three ministers, none of whom have any environmental expertise, to make decisions about what projects go ahead. And the real issue there is that a lot of projects that have also not made it through normal legitimate processes like the EPA hearings will or could get the go-ahead. So the TTR project that's looking to do seabed mining in the South Taranaki Bight, you know, they didn't get consented through the EPA process. We were in court with them. They got struck down at the Supreme Court. So every kind of legitimate pathway for them to be able to do this really destructive seabed mining in the Bight would be overturned through the fast-track consenting process.
The government has also cut over 300 positions at the Ministry of Environment, as well as cuts to the emissions reductions plan. Did these strikes also act as an all-encompassing protest to these changes as well?
Yeah, the protest over the weekend was really about the Luxon government's war on nature. And what we're seeing is just an onslaught of attacks, basically, from this government on anything environmental. It's almost like a principled position for anything that stands for environmental protection the government is undoing. So people were marching for a lot of different reasons, yeah.
What are Greenpeace's hopes with the strikes?
We're really hoping that the number of people out there on the street really shows the government that people are not going to stand by and let them wreck nature in Aotearoa. We've had tens of thousands of people also sign on to an open letter to the oil industry saying that those people are willing to stand up and resist when the government overturns the offshore oil and gas ban, which just happened yesterday. So I think what we're really expecting to see is people standing up to resist projects. And if the fast track approvals bill makes it through the House, then people standing up to resist those projects if and when they happen.
Are there any future plans from Greenpeace if the government doesn't amend the fast track approvals bill?
From the Greenpeace perspective, we don't think there are any amendments to this bill that can make it okay. We think it needs to be scrapped in its entirety. So we're going to continue fighting it, and we're going to continue fighting any projects that try to go through, not any projects, but any destructive projects that try to go through it as well. I think it's really important to just note that once we make decisions through the fast-track approvals process, it really locks us into what kind of future we're going to have in Aotearoa. So, for example, with the seabed mining in Taranaki, the offshore wind industry has already said they can't operate if seabed mining is happening in the South Taranaki Bight. So it's kind of a decision between destructive seabed mining and clean energy. And these are the kind of choices that we have to make at this point as a country. And it's just so unsafe to leave that in the hands of three ministers who basically are open to some kind of severe political corruption through this process. It shouldn't be about who lobbies hardest. It should be about what projects are right for this country to go ahead and how do we protect nature while we build the future that we need to see.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa Program Director Neve O'Flynn about this weekend's March for Nature protest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.